Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama says the failure of the U.S. House of Representatives to pass a measure to help American workers affected by global trade pacts will directly hurt about 100,000 workers and their communities. A bipartisan majority of lawmakers rejected a jobs retraining program that was part of a Senate-approved trade package pursued by Mr. Obama. President wants so-called fast-track authority to negotiate trade agreements. Most Republicans support that but oppose the retraining program. Most Democrats oppose the fast-track but embrace the retraining program. Mr. Obama wants both. Saudi-led airstrikes in Yemen killed at least six civilians. It happened Friday and destroyed historic buildings in the capital. Digging out from underneath that attack, reports from the UN Cultural Agency said the latest airstrikes destroyed ancient structures, some of them up to 2,500 years old. For more than 11 weeks, bombing raids have targeted ethnic Houthi insurgents, the dominant group among the rebels who are supported by Iran. U.S. authorities have charged two men for plotting to help the Islamic State militants kill U.S. citizens, including plans to target Boston police officers. The suspects also allegedly had planned to attack and behead a New York woman who organized a controversial gathering in Texas recently that featured a cartoon contest lampooning the Prophet Muhammad. However, that plan later was abandoned. Friday's development followed a court appearance of an outside of Washington, a teenager who also said he helped IS. This is VOA News. Diplomatic sources close to the Iranian nuclear negotiations say progress has slowed considerably just weeks before a June 30th deadline on a historic agreement between Iran and six world powers. The latest round of the negotiations took place Friday in Vienna, and here in the U.S., Secretary of State John Kerry, who is recovering from a broken leg suffered on a diplomatic trip to Switzerland, spoke about the negotiations with Iran.
I will be absolutely, fully, and totally engaged in those talks. I am now. I haven't missed a tick, and I'll be traveling over there at the appropriate moment in the next days in order to press forward at this critical moment of the negotiations.
Negotiators from Iran and diplomats from the U.S., Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany have been working on details of a final agreement to scale back Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. Iran insists its nuclear program is peaceful, with applications for medical research and power generation, but not for developing nuclear weapons, as some in the West contend. A French court has acquitted former International Monetary Fund chief Dominique Strauss-Kahn on pimping charges in a trial that's gripped France and cast a spotlight on the seamy underside of power and politics. We get more now from Lisa Bryant in Paris.
Many were not surprised by the verdict handed down by a court in the northern French city of Lille. It cleared former IMF head Dominique Strauss-Kahn and a dozen other defendants involved in sex parties with prostitutes that took place in France and in Washington, D.C. Even the prosecutor asked for Strauss-Kahn's acquittal, saying the charges of aggravated pimping could not be proved. The verdict ends 4 years of legal headaches for Strauss-Kahn, which began in 2011 when a New York hotel maid accused him of sexually assaulting her. Those charges were eventually dropped, and later he came to a separate civil agreement with his accuser, Nafissatou Diallo. Strauss-Kahn has since tried to repair his image, but many analysts believe his political career is over. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
International Monetary Fund has ended cash for reforms talks with Greece on a deal needed to unlock another $8.2 billion in bailout funding ahead of a June 30th deadline. Discussions are scheduled to continue, at least between Greece and European officials, over the coming days after IMF negotiators headed back to Washington saying there had been no progress and that major differences remained on key issues. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.